cornmeal mush, and they had sow belly and biscuit.
What's that?
Well, sow belly was fat back.
Uh-huh.
And they'd flour it and fry it, and then make gravy, and have biscuits. And they liked it.
Uh-huh.
I've done it just for curiosity a time or two to see what it was like. You slice it real thin and flour it on both sides, and you cook it like country fried steak, brown it, doesn't take but a few minutes, and then you make gravy out of it. And they called it, that little girl called it sow belly and biscuit, but of course that's what fatback is. It's the sow stomach, the belly of it. But that was the way they'd say it, sow belly and biscuit. And they'd have cornmeal mush. That was the real poor way back in the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
We were poor, but we didn't eat that.
If you're not eating meat or bread, you eat what?
Vegetables.
And you raise them in the garden, use that word. What is corn in a can that's white?
Hominy. And that's good.
It
can be yellow, too.
Oh, okay. It's bleached or whole here.
Mm-hmm. I think it maybe is food coloring they put on it.
Mm-hmm. What do the Chinese people eat a lot?
Rice.
Terms for cheap whiskey and terms for homebrew beer or whiskey?
Well, they call it moonshine. And, homebrew, I think they called it homebrew. And rotgut.
Rotgut?
Yeah. Oh, because gut, you know, was just an ugly term for your intestines, and that it was,
I see.
Would rotten your insides, and it would. But they call it rotgut. Uh-huh. Yeah. A homebrew.
If you were cooking something good, you'd say, just what that?
Just smell it.